Hey guys, Cam and I hope you are all having a good week and not working too hard. For some of you, your school is out for the summer. And for others, in the other hemisphere, you're about to start your winter. But anyways, whether you're out of school on summer break or just looking for something new and interesting to listen to, you need to check out this new podcast that we started listening to called Covert. That's C-O-V-E-R-T. Now, Covert takes listeners on a heart-pounding journey through the most dangerous military operations of all time. From the assassination of Osama bin Laden, to how two Israeli snipers foiled Syria's plan to develop a nuclear bomb, to the real story that inspired the movie Black Hawk Down, and the harrowing tale of a British major's escape from 2,000 heavily armed militants. You'll be brought to the front line of history's greatest special forces missions. And right now, we've got a sneak peek for you to listen to.
September 11th, 2001, 6 a.m., Portland, Maine. Five men, secretly armed with knives, prepare to board a plane to Los Angeles via Boston. Their flight attendant that day, Betty Ann Ong, is especially excited about the trip. After she lands in L.A., she'll be meeting with her sister to plan a Hawaiian vacation. 8:13 a.m. An air traffic controller at the FAA's Boston Center directs the flight to turn 20 degrees right. The pilot acknowledges the order. But as the controller sends more instructions, there is nothing but radio silence. 8:19 a.m. Air traffic control receives a call. It's flight attendant Betty Ann Ong. She, too, cannot contact the cockpit, and she is now hiding in the back of the plane.
Cockpit's not answering. Somebody's stabbed in business class. And I think there's mates that we can't breathe. I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked.
Which flight are you on?
Flight 12.
And what seat are you in? Ma'am, are you there?
Carrying dozens of men, women, and children, Betty's flight has been hijacked by terrorists who have diverted the plane towards New York City. Meanwhile, CIA analyst Mike Scheuer is at home, watching the tragedy unfold on television. He immediately knows who is responsible, the person he was in charge of finding not long ago, a little-known Saudi terrorist named Osama bin Laden.
When those planes hit on 9/11, we had known they were going to do that. Not that specific day or that specific target, but that medium of operation, they intended to do that since at least 1995.
And it wouldn't be until 2011 that the hunt for the world's most wanted man was finally brought to an end. This is The Killing of Osama bin Laden, Part 1. From Audioboom and World Media Rights, this is Covert, a podcast about the shadowy world of international espionage and top-secret military operations. I'm Jamie Rennell, and I'm going to take you on a deep dive into history's greatest classified missions to learn about the brave soldiers, government agents, and law enforcement personnel who risked their lives to terminate the world's most wanted, eliminate terrorist threats, and protect the lives of countless innocent people. In this first episode, we'll trace the origins of Osama bin Laden and the people who were tasked to find him. Who was this man? When did he first get the CIA's attention? And what led up to his masterminding of 9/11? We'll start with the first attack on the Twin Towers 8 years earlier. February 26th, 1993. A yellow van pulls into the subterranean parking garage beneath the Vista Hotel in Lower Manhattan. Several men jump out and unravel four 20-foot-long pieces of fuse wire. They ignite the fuses, pile into the car that was following them, and speed off. At 12:17 p.m., the truck explodes, carving a 100-foot crater through four levels of the World Trade Center tower above.
So there you go. So far, there are two episodes already available to download about the killing of Osama bin Laden. So go to iTunes or Apple Play, Google Play, Podtail, iHeart, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast and search the word Covert, C-O-V-E-R-T, and start enjoying some of the most dangerous military operations of all time.